This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. More than 200 people in Massachusetts have contracted monkeypox, and the number grows each week. So there is more demand for the monkeypox vaccine, but the supply is falling short. Now the state says it will adopt a new strategy to get more people vaccinated. WBUR's Priyanka Dayal McCluskey joins me now to explain what the strategy is and why doctors are still hopeful the outbreak can be contained. Hi, Priyanka.
Hey, Lisa, thanks for having me.
So what's the state's plan?
Well, last week, federal officials cleared the way for healthcare providers to use smaller doses to vaccinate people. And now Massachusetts is adopting the same policy. That means the supply of vaccine can now help protect five times as many people. Here's Gabriela Andujar-Vazquez. She's an infectious disease doctor and epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center.
I think it's the right direction. I think it will change and hopefully curb the spread of the disease.
Priyanka, will these smaller doses, though, still provide the same level of protection against the illness? Because it's only one-fifth of the normal dose.
Yes, and that's according to the FDA. It says a 2015 study showed that people who receive a one-fifth dose produce a similar immune response to people who receive the larger dose. Now, the smaller doses do need to be administered in a different way, and the shots tend to cause more redness and swelling, but the FDA says those side effects are manageable.
Public health officials are asking people to watch for signs of monkeypox. Would you remind us what they are and who is considered at risk?
So the symptoms include things like painful or itchy rash and flu-like symptoms, and you can get a test from your doctor if you have those symptoms. People at risk include anyone exposed to the virus and people who might have been exposed. For example, because they had multiple sexual partners in places the virus is known to be spreading. Monkeypox is not a sexually transmitted disease, but it appears to be spreading mostly during intimate skin-to-skin contact. And so far in the U.S., it's mostly among men who have sex with men. A lot of people seem to understand these risks, and they're trying to get vaccinated. But as we've noted, there's more demand for vaccine than there is supply.
Priyanka, the outbreak has been growing for months now. Is it possible to get monkeypox under control?
Lisa, the doctors I spoke with said yes, it is still possible if we work quickly to vaccinate more people and do more outreach to communities that may face barriers to getting vaccinated. Dr. Cassandra Pierre is an epidemiologist and infectious disease expert at Boston Medical Center. She says we also need better data.
I am hopeful that we will be able to curtail this, maybe in the next few months to year, but there are a lot of gaps. We have a lot of blind spots.
I also spoke with Dr. Andrew Jorgensen from Outer Cape Health Services in Provincetown. They're seeing a dip in monkeypox cases there.
Most of the local population at risk has been vaccinated, so it'll probably become sort of a non-story here on the Cape once we get through the next few weeks.
So he's pretty optimistic.
Which is certainly good to hear. More broadly, though, monkeypox has been spreading quickly. Vaccines, as we said, are in short supply, which sounds a lot like the early days of COVID. Is this COVID all over again?
There are some parallels, it's true, but these are really different diseases. COVID spreads through the air, but that's not as typical for monkeypox. It usually spreads through direct contact with the skin or clothing or bedding of an infected person. And deaths from monkeypox have been very rare, just about a dozen worldwide. But Lisa, it's important to remember that this public health crisis is coming on top of COVID, which is still with us. So it's another burden for our healthcare system, which is still stressed from the pandemic.
That is WBUR health reporter Priyanka Dayal McCluskey. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.